worked really hard on Katie's Valentine's card, but she didn't give me anything at all.
Even though you're sad, remember that you can still receive the best Valentine's of all. Well, hey there! You're tuned in to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow closer to God. My name is Zach. On Valentine's Day, we celebrate love. Kids and adults exchange cards and let other people know how much they appreciate them. Just remember, though, no matter how many people say they love you, no one will ever love you as much as God, and He proved it by sending Jesus to die on the cross for all of the bad stuff you've done. 1 John 3:16 says, "This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down His life for us." Our story today is called The Greatest Love. Mom greeted Ben at the front door with a heart-shaped cookie and some pink milk to go with it. "How was your Valentine's Day party at school?" she asked. Ben sat down at the table and took a big gulp of milk before he answered. "It was fun. We even got to play bingo." "That's nice," said Mom. "Is something bothering you? You look a little sad." "It's just, I didn't get a Valentine from Katie," Ben admitted with a frown. "I worked so hard on hers. I made it more special than anyone's." "Oh, I'm sorry, Ben." Mom gave him a squeeze. "I know you made hers extra special. Did I ever tell you about the time Dad forgot it was Valentine's Day?" "No," Ben answered with wide eyes. "What happened?" "Well, I got him something very special, and he felt so bad because he forgot to get me something," Mom replied. "Were you upset?" "I was disappointed," Mom admitted, "until I thought about how I had already received the best Valentine's Day gift in the whole world." "From who?" Ben asked curiously. "From God," Mom answered. "Remember the verse you learned in church, John 3:16? God loved you, me, and everyone else in the world so much that He gave us His one and only Son. When we trust Him as our Savior, we receive the greatest gift of love, eternal life. We become part of God's family and will be with Jesus forever." "I get it, Mom," Ben said thoughtfully. "Even when people on earth disappoint us, God's love for us never fails." "Right," Mom dunked her cookie in a glass of milk. "God's word tells us that nothing in all creation can separate us from His love, and His love is perfect. Jesus will never disappoint us or let us down." Ben popped a milk-soaked cookie piece into his mouth. "Thanks, Mom. Even though I didn't get anything from Katie today, I'll remember that God has already given me the best Valentine's Day gift of all." So what about you? Have you ever been disappointed by someone's lack of love? Human love is never perfect. Only God's love is unfailing. He showed His perfect love for us by giving us the perfect gift, the gift of His Son, Jesus, who died to take away our sins. Look to Him for a love that will never fail you, no matter what. Our key verse is found in 1 John 3:16.
This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down His life for us.
And our key thought today? God's love is the greatest love. The weather is colder, which means there's more time to stay warm inside and read a book. And here's a good one for you. It's called Grave Shadows from the Red Rock Mysteries series. Bryce and Ashley Timberline's friend Jeff has had some things stolen from him, including autographs and pictures from celebrities. Ashley is put on the case while Bryce and Jeff go on a 200-mile bike ride for cancer research. The ride is Jeff's dream, but when he collapses, time is ticking for Ashley to find everything. Can Ashley find both Jeff's stuff and Haley's cousin before it's too late? To find out, head over to keysforkids.net and click shop to pick up Grave Shadows. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.